the clerk of the presbytery will now give a narrative of proceedings.
Moderator, before I do so, I'd like to move that Morris Roberts be associated with the presbytery and be invited to join with the brethren as they give a right hand of fellowship to Mr. Farms. The narrative of proceedings is Stuart Farms, Minister of the Church of Scotland, made an application for admission to the Ministry of the Church of Scotland continuing through this presbytery, which application received a favourable recommendation from this presbytery on the 18th of March 2022, thereafter from the training of the Ministry and Admissions Committee. On 25th May 2022, the General Assembly received the application, admitting Mr. Farns, the Minister of the Peace of the Scotland Continuum, with effect from the signing of the formula to be arranged by this presbytery at 12/2022. At their meeting on 20th of June 2022, the presbytery resolved to meet on the spectrum of the state and in this place to oversee the signing of the formula by Mr. Farns, to which the presbytery may now proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Farms, would you come forward, please, and to answer these questions? There are questions which are put, and every person who is entering the ministry of the church has to answer these questions. Do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the word of God and the only rule of faith and manners?
Yes.
Do you sincerely own and believe the whole doctrine of the Confession of Faith, approved by the General Assemblies of this Church, to be the truths of God contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? And do you own the whole doctrine therein contained as the confession of your faith?
Yes.
Do you sincerely own the purity of worship presently authorized and practiced in this church, and also own the Presbyterian government and discipline? And are you persuaded of that the said doctrine, worship and discipline and church government are founded upon the scriptures and agreeable thereto?
Yes.
Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is King and Head of the Church, has therein appointed a government in the hands of church officers, distinct from and not subordinate in its own province to civil government, and that the civil magistrate does not possess jurisdiction or authoritative control over the regulation of the affairs of Christ's Church? And do you approve of the general principles embodied in the claim, declaration and protest adopted by the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland in 1842, and in the protest of ministers and elders, commissioners from presbytery to the General Assembly, read in presence of the Royal Commissioner on 18th May 1843, as declaring the views which are sanctioned by the Word of God and the standards of this Church with respect to the spirituality and freedom of the Church of Christ and her subjection to Him as her only head and to His Word as her only standard?
Yes.
Do you promise that, through the grace of God, you will firmly and constantly adhere to, and in your station to the utmost of your power, assert, maintain, and defend the said doctrine, worship, and discipline, and the government of this Church by kirk sessions, presbyteries, provincial synods and general assemblies?
Yes.
Do you promise that in your practice you will conform yourself to the said worship and submit yourselves to the said yourself to the said discipline and government of this church, and not endeavor, directly or indirectly, the prejudice or subversion of the same.
Yes.
Do you promise that you shall follow no device of courses from the doctrine, worship, discipline, and government of this church?
Yes.
Do you renounce all doctrines, tenets, or opinions whatsoever contrary to or inconsistent with the said doctrine, worship, discipline, and government of this church?
Yes.
Do you promise that you shall subject yourself to the several judicatories of this church?
Yes.
I would now ask you if you would sign the formula, which is basically a summary of the answers to these questions. I will now invite the presbytery to give the right hand of fellowship to our brother. The brethren of the presbytery may now be seated, if you will. I will now ask the Reverend Bill Scott if he would address the word of exhortation to Mr. Farms.
Moderator, may I presume on your kindness and your presbytery and invite Mrs. Farnes to come and sit at the front, please.
Reverend Stuart Farnes, Stuart, brother, welcome. Paul writes in various places to the different churches, commending different servants and asking that the local congregations would receive such a man. Now that word receive is certainly to take him amongst them, that he would be one with them. And it's interesting, we'll come back to that in a moment, but first, to you personally, I want to give Psalm 97. I'll not read it all, you can do that at home. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad, and so on. At the last verse, rejoice in the Lord ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. The Lord reigneth. How often, perhaps, do we say ourselves, or do we hear others say, oh, I've not got such and such a hat on. And we're excusing ourselves some responsibility, or some joy, or some pleasure. I've not got such and such a hat on. That can never be said of the Lord God. For when the Lord reigneth, it is the total Lord who reigns. There is not one part of God that is at rest when he is reigning. His love is active. His justice is active. His goodness is active. His mercy is active. His majesty is active. All that God is, He is when He reigns. When he is a father to His children, it is all of God who is that Father. Perhaps this may be of some help to you in days to come, brother, when you feel the Lord's hand of providence to be rather heavy, and you think to yourself, but what of His heart? He is all of God when He is correcting us. He is all of God when He is rebuking us. He is all of God when He takes us in the darkness and hugs us to Himself in Christ Jesus. May that be a blessing to you. Psalm 97. Now I did say that Paul writes on a number of occasions to different churches to receive such and such a one in the Lord. He said it regarding Apollos. But one at the other end of the scale, we might think, is Onesimus. And writing to Philemon, he says, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own heart. It is for us to receive you. It is for us to make you truly welcome. And we are very different. We have heard of two elderly ministers today coming from vastly different experiences and knowing vastly different experiences as they serve the Lord. You will find us a motley crew, but we receive you amongst us. We welcome you amongst us. But you do not come by yourself. And Paul writes in Romans 16, I command unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she has been a succourer of many and of myself also. We welcome you, Phoebe. We welcome you as Stuart's helpmeet, the one given to him by the Lord. We receive you and do welcome you. Brother, the Lord bless you richly. I wouldn't mind starting again with you.
Closing praise is Psalm 72. Again, an emphasis here on Christ as the King. Psalm 72, we'll sing verses 17 to 19. His name forever shall endure, last like the sun it shall. Men shall be blessed in him and blessed. All nations shall him call. Psalm 72, verses 17 to 19.
His name forever. Now bless. Moderator, in this meeting, we are that everyone is welcome to join with us in the hall where there will be food provided and presentations will then follow. And the festivity will close for the benediction.
Let us stand for the benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.